Friends in Christ and family of Bethlehem, as I was thinking about today's church service and our scripture readings for today, I couldn't help but reminded of our theme, that we are living in bloody days. I wanted to share with you initially in my thoughts about how maybe as a youngster in my school age days, I've seen plenty of bloody days when I was accident prone, I'd get hurt in all number of sports. If you want to know about that, I will share with you some of those fun stories one after another. But we are living in bloody days. What that means is there's often a lot of things that sometimes surprise us in this world when things happen that aren't supposed to. The life of a pastor is a joy. Sometimes I have the pleasure of being here with the most innocent of people, our 3 and 4 year olds at our preschool, and it brings me up no matter if it's a doom and gloom day. And then maybe 10 minutes later, I would be maybe counseling somebody over something really serious. For example, this past summer, it was a great summer, a lot of good things happening, but I was asked to officiate a funeral for a teenage boy this summer who passed away in a car accident. This was a son of a close friend of mine, and it just, things like that aren't supposed to happen. Not even barely 16, the first time driving, and is life that's cut short before it even really got started. And sitting there in that high school gymnasium with a casket on the front, seeing kids that are just struggling themselves to figure out life, see something like that, it's not supposed to happen. And it surprises us, it jolts us. And you might even know things like that going on in your life today. We like to pretend, and I love to make life all rainbows and butterflies. Life is good, but sometimes it's not. Sometimes we have a lot of serious problems. Sometimes we see bloody days, death and destruction. People fighting, people committing suicide because they're bullied on the internet. Drugs, addiction, people getting divorces, separations, fighting in families. Scripture says wars, rumors of wars. Nation rising up against nation, brothers and sisters going against their parents. Any of that sound familiar? We're living in days. In Scripture, we call these the last days. We are living in the end times, believe it or not. People have said that for many years, but every year that goes by, we're closer to it. And in these end times, it's really easy to let these bloody days, these negative things, these things that aren't supposed to happen, influence our lives, bring us down, discourage us, and just fill us with negativity. And that's not so for us today. We may be surprised, but should we be? I want you to turn with me today in our Bibles. In front of you today is a Bible, wherever you're sitting. And again, not too long ago, a few weeks ago, we celebrated Reformation Day. We give thanks to God for those servants of the church that made this possible, that we have Bibles to read in our own language. I want us to turn to Mark chapter 13, our gospel reading today. For the sake of ease, it's Matthew, Mark, Luke, John in our Gospels, the first books of the New Testament. But even easier, it's page 849 of your pew Bible. Page 849. Mark chapter 13, in context, is Jesus teaching his disciples. It's about Tuesday of Holy Week, the last week of Jesus' earthly life. They're in Jerusalem by the temple. It's a couple days before he goes to the cross, and he's warning his disciples. There's about to be some destruction coming. Not just Jesus going to the cross, but he's envisioning, prophesying something that historically happened. 70 AD, this whole city of Jerusalem, the temple itself was ransacked, destroyed. Not even one stone of the biggest building of that day and age would stay on each other. And future destruction would be where Jesus picks up. Mark chapter 13, Jesus foretells of these signs of the close of the age. And like you, he talks of these bloody days. In verse 8, he says, "Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines." What's a famine? Supply chain shortages. It could be people without food. There's hungry, homeless people living in Waukesha County still today. And we're probably the greatest nation in the history of the earth. Why is this stuff still happening? There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. These are but the beginning of the birth pains. And not only that, religious fears. In verse 6 and verse 5, Jesus says, "See that no one leads you astray, because many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray." Sometimes churches fail us in this day and age. I thanks be to God that this is not one of them. You always hear the word of God pure here. But sometimes there's division in churches where sometimes we just don't even want to go to some churches anymore. In our day and age, kids have been disenfranchised because of all these bad things happening. So what are we supposed to do in these bloody days when we're afraid, when we're scared, and we're not sure what's going to happen? What do you do? Let's turn to Scripture. Today, verse 7. I want you to turn to verse 7. Mark 13, verse 7. Jesus says this: "When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is not yet." Do not be alarmed. We love to be like NASCAR people. We love looking for accidents to happen. We love when there's drama. We love when there's scandals. We love when things happen that aren't supposed to happen sometimes. We love that going on, but sometimes we don't love it. Oftentimes we get surprised, right? Another school shooting, for example. Another thing that is not supposed to happen, and we are alarmed. Jesus says the opposite. As Christians, we are to expect bad things to happen. And yes, even to good people, we might think. We ask that ourselves that question: are there such a thing as good people? Are we good people? Are we living in a good world? Jesus probably has something other to say, but he says this: do not be alarmed. What he means to say is expect bad things to happen in this world. Does he mean that we should be discouraged? No. But realistically, as a Christian, life is hard, and you know it. And he said, do not be alarmed. The disciples are all but one of the 12 disciples will be killed for their faith. Maybe not Judas, different story, but every one of the disciples are killed for their faith. As members of this Christ church today, we have that same privilege to be as bold. Are we willing to stand up even if we face death and persecution? But this verse really hits me hard. When you hear of these things happening, do not be alarmed. It sounds a whole lot of something else that we hear in Scripture, and we'll hear it in a few short weeks. Do not be alarmed. Reminds me of when, not so long ago, in a little town called Bethlehem, that the angel Gabriel appeared to Joseph and Mary before Mary was about to give birth. The angel said to them, "Fear not. Fear not. Hope is about to be born once again in this world, in the manger of Jesus." And these words are for us today. We know that Jesus has already come in this world. Jesus is doing something when bad things happen, when life happens, things that shouldn't happen, even though we might expect. Jesus is here today. Jesus is Lord of all today, and he is going to do something. He is going to come back and set this world straight. He is going to fix the brokenness of this world and in ourselves. But not by making everything better, but by making all things new. Ushering in a new kingdom of eternal life for you. And that's for you today. So when you hear of wars and when bad things happen in our life, when we feel like we're pushed to the brink of negativity and discouragement, remember these words of Jesus. Remember these words of the angel that appeared to Jesus' parents, "Do not be alarmed. Fear not, because Jesus is here. And Jesus will be here again for you." Jesus is here. Amen. Amen. Amen.